Let's go to backstage where we've got Trip Summer with the Indigo Girls.
Thank you, David. Joining me this afternoon are the Indigo Girls, Amy and Emily. Welcome to Eugene, and great set.
Thanks.
The crowd was unbelievable.
Is this the first time you've worked with the Grateful Dead?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've never played with them before. We did a cut on an album called Dedicated, and we did Uncle John's Band.
Which we did not hear?
No, I think that would have been a little disrespectful.
I think they do it a little better.
Yeah.
So tell us about the crowd and what your experience was up on that stage in a full stadium.
Well, we did it yesterday, too, so we kind of knew a little bit of what was going to happen today, but each day is different. And the weather is magnificent, so you just look out and you see all these people dancing and everyone's in a good mood, and you just feel good energy. And we've played a lot of shows, and this is just really special energy that's out there. And so we had a blast.
Is this the biggest crowd you played for?
Yes.
We did Earth Day, it was pretty big.
But I think this is bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It's big, anyway.
So when you have the whole crowd singing, it's quite incredible. I get shivers.
Mm.
Have you been Grateful Dead fans for a long time, or what's your musical connection?
Well, I think we've been fans. We've always respected what they've done, and respected the way they operate in general. We kind of have the same philosophy about our shows and the fans and giving back and giving to each other. It's a kind of a sharing experience, changing your set list every night, you know, things like that. So we always felt kind of bonded in that way, but we've never been deadheads.
No,
we've never traveled the world, which is a cool thing.
Are you picking up any tips in terms of how to present a show or any elements of that might help things go better or different for you?
Loosen up.
Yeah, just have a good time. It was great because we stood off the side of the stage yesterday and heard the Dead, and it's just infectious the way that they enjoy what they're doing and their musicality and their looseness and all that stuff and the way that the crowd reacts. And it's just inspirational, so that in itself, something to look forward to the next time we play. I'm sure we'll remember these shows for a long time.
I'm curious how the two of you work together as a songwriting and producing team. How's that go?
Well, we write separately because we just, our styles are styles are different. You know, the words that we use are different. Our chord vocabulary is very different. So we write separately, and then we come together after we've written a bunch of songs. And we go through our songs and we learn, and we just sit down with each other and say, like, I'll say, you know, can you try doing this on this part or doing that? And we just work with each other and pretty much jam on it and play it in front of people, you know, as many times as we can, and change it as we're playing it and kind of let things happen spontaneously. And then when we get in the studio, you know, pretty much whoever wrote the song, they have like the final word and everything. But we try to just be as supportive as possible of each other and ideas, and it's very democratic. I mean, everybody's the producer, the musicians, we're all, you know, in it together.
I noticed yesterday you had a bass player with you, and today you didn't. I'm wondering what kind of configurations you come up with.
Actually, we did.
She was there today, yeah.
She was.
She was only there for
okay.
Part of the set, though.
Not at the beginning of the set?
No, not at the very beginning.
Because at the beginning of the set, I came back here. So
we brought her on after that. Sarah Lee. That's Sarah.
Sarah Lee.
She's played with a bunch of great bands.
Yeah, she's been with the
B-52s.
Gang of Four. Who else? A League of Gentlemen.
Thompson Twins she played with for a while, and all kinds of recording sessions.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
Now, from a friend of mine, I got a little bit of background of the Indigo Girls that's in Atlanta, used to sing in a choir. Is that a true story?
Yeah, I sang in a children's choir, the Young Singers of Callenwald, when I was in sixth and seventh grade. Did you sing in church choir?
Yep.
So we both grew up singing in church choirs, too.
And we sang in chorus in high school together.
Yeah.
So
you've known each other for a long time?
Since, like, 75.
And Atlanta was where you grew up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably spent some time in Athens as well, then?
A little bit. We did a couple of projects there with John Keane at his studio, and basically just, you know, going up there to see shows and stuff. It's only an hour away, so it's pretty much a thing.
What are you working on now? Have you got another some new music coming together?
We're writing songs. This is kind of our vacation. After our last tour, we were really burned out, so we've taken the summer off for the most part. And we just got back from a little European tour, but we're continuing to write songs, and then we'll get together and learn them and practice. And then we're projecting starting recording in November, but it's one of those things where we're going to make sure that we have a group of songs that we feel good about, excited about, because we don't want to make the same record. And so we kind of feel like we're shooting for November, but whatever happens when the time is right, we'll know it, and that's when we're going.
Where do you go from here, tour-wise, or back home?
Back home.
Finish our vacation. This is really a vacation, too. So
yeah, today and yesterday. Yeah. Little vacation.
We'll continue on our happy journey.
We'll follow the dead forever.
All right. We'll look for you at the next venue.
Actually, I think I am going to drive across the country for a show.
Me, too. I
pitch
love
my
it.
Tent soon.
I already bought a T-shirt.
We have lots of company out in the campground, I'm sure. Well, thank you both very much.
And, thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thanks.
Amy and Emily, the Indigo Girls.